205 DGS on KMOX. Looking way ahead. Let's see. We have Michael Kelly coming in at 3. We have Tony Scott coming in at 4. And we're going to play Pyramid.
Oh.
I know.
Dang it.
I wrote it. I wrote them all.
You did?
And I made up all the funny little make-em-ups
so
and everything.
I'm so good at when you write them.
It's been a while since we played. I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dang it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I have an activity we can do.
What?
We can do a report card.
Oh, I like a report card. Oh.
Andrew was discussing a dinner he made last night, which was Dungeons and Dragons themed, correct?
Yeah, you could call that.
And he made orc bacon, which is bacon that orcs like.
Uh-huh.
Orcs are kind of like mean elves, right?
Sort of. Yeah, you could call them that.
Twisted elves.
Mean elves is good.
At least they're in the Game of
elves.
Thrones, in the Game of Thrones universe, that's what they are.
Yeah,
is that what they are in Dungeons and Dragons, or are they separate?
There are no orcs in Game of Thrones.
Did I say Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I meant Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, the other one.
I apologize.
Oh, yeah, it's yeah.
We're sorting out the nerdy things.
I see.
It's like I have my girlfriend over, and my little brothers are embarrassing yeah. me.
Well, Dave, you played that with us too. You know.
Yes.
It's like shut up.
You didn't eat orc bacon, remember?
Oh, how does
if
an
you
orc...
marry Dave, you have to make him a lot of orc bacon.
You have to make him a lot of orc bacon because it's his favorite. It was his idea to make it. Oh, he said I didn't eat any orc bacon.
We were taking grape juice out of a chalice. We were having a great time.
Well, what makes it orc bacon over anything else?
It's got a lovely orange glaze to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fruit and meat person.
Oh, man, it was really good.
I can't.
It was quite good.
How did you cook it?
Oven, which I had never made bacon in the oven
oh,
before.
Oh, that's a good
it's
method.
It's a good method.
Yes, it is.
Wow,
it's
and you can do so
method.
Many of them, right?
It's a lot
yes.
less splatter. You don't
yes.
have all the stuff shooting around. Yeah.
It's a great
method. I was shocked. I don't know if I can go back. I think I'm an oven bacon guy from here.
So as he was discussing that, he said that he made crescent rolls, and I thought... Let's do a report card of cheap home Hoosier food.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hold on. I got to think
so
about that.
So if you've never heard us do this, we have A plus, A, B, C, D, and F. So even if all these things are great, something's going to end up in D and F. It's all about just ranking them. And I think I have enough. I just wrote them down literally as we were doing the first hour of the show. So crescent rolls, where's that going to go?
That's
way
a
high.
Solid
yeah.
B.
I love them.
That's like an A for me. I love crescent rolls.
I have to put it A too.
Do you prefer the crescent or do you prefer the, is it Wonder that had the split top? Rolls that everyone had at Thanksgiving.
I know what
well,
you're
those are
about.
Good.
Yeah,
you know
those.
What I mean.
Yeah, but
yeah, I think the crescent runs
a crescent's what we had last night. Yeah. I like a crescent.
You can yeah. put a little weenie in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a pig in a blanket.
Yep.
Okay, I put it in A.
Yeah. Okay.
Strong start.
Yeah.
A BLT made with the freshest white bread.
A plus.
Yes.
Or
a.
S, whatever it is.
Mm, yeah, like
B.
What? Why is that a B for you?
Because it's got an L and a T in it.
Oh, you can pick that
you
off.
You can take that
yeah,
off.
Yeah, just the L part's good. You got to throw in a couple other things, too, though. Throw in some cheese.
Yep,
that's a good
veggies.
On a BLT?
Yeah.
No, not Kevin, cheese. No.
Yeah, no, it's
no,
great.
No cheese.
It's great.
You're
never
wrong.
Had cheese on a BLT.
Yeah,
because it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, put some egg on there, and you just got a tomato, or not tomato, bacon sandwich.
You can,
and
egg, yeah.
And also egg sandwich.
Yes, you're catching on.
I'm sorry. I'm going to... Check out for a second.
Andrew's going to take a little break.
Andrew's like, wait, that sounds awesome.
Take
damn it.
A couple innings off.
But take some deep breaths.
You can have a blast with avocado.
He got really excited when he figured out he could take the tomato and the lettuce off.
Yeah, he went to a whole
He's
different
like, no
place.
No veggies!
Store-bought cookies.
Oh, did you see that Famous Amos died?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
R.I.P.
a bummer.
That was
amazing
a real guy?
Amazing cookies. Yes.
Wow.
Now, are
he
we going...
He was cute.
Are we talking about, like, mass-manufactured store-bought cookies? Because,
yeah.
like, some of the ones at Deerbergs and Shooks that they make are pretty
no,
good.
No, no,
yeah.
We're talking
so like, you
Oreos.
Know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
In Disco. A package.
Yeah, that's going to be a C.
I can do
D.
C or D.
Yeah, I'm with Sue. Like, let's put them in D because, I mean, they're great, but... Just anticipating the rest of the
like
list.
Like, how often okay. are you buying Chips Ahoy from the store, mm-hmm. right?
Never.
No. Back in the day, though, all the time.
I never.
Mm-mm.
The Helper of Hamburger.
Yum.
S.
B.
S. That was, I mean, between that and pigs in a blanket, that was like my diet growing up.
I always
we had Hamburger Helper like three times a week.
Did you really?
Because there's so many different kinds. There's you know, there's the lasagna kind.
Stroganoff.
Stroganoff kind. There's the cheesy, you know, kind of hamburger mac and cheese kind. I keep
Bubba
going.
Gump of
I like how you keep saying kind afterwards. Yeah.
Bubba Gump. Bubba Gump.
Where do we have room?
Like the Mexican variant of
that's going to be low on my list.
Mine too. Really? I always wanted it to be good. I would get excited by the box.
Oh my gosh.
And then you bring it home and then it's
yeah.
I don't think I've ever
I would have rather had like spaghetti and meat sauce. But I'm going to go with a D.
I'm gonna put it in C because I like it pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I got a TikTok. You know the glove that is.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah.
And they did his skeleton.
Oh no.
It was really disturbing.
Oh yeah.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Oh
yeah, those got to be pretty high.
That's good. It's real good.
I eat so many of those.
I like them, but I feel kind of similarly to the way I feel about the store-bought cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it's just like, you know.
Clearly, someone's never had the idea to eat one ice cream sandwich, and the next thing they know, they've eaten seven of them.
Okay, well, I wouldn't have gone to seven, but yes.
Do you guys just take a bite, or do you lick around the edges?
You gotta lick around the edges so it doesn't drip.
Oh, no, I do the bites.
You get the crunchies from one of those, like a Dairy Queen. There's one on the Illinois side that has peanuts and little sprinkles in it. Ooh. And you kind of roll the ice cream sandwich in
the
there.
Product.
Yes, it is.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's pretty good idea. Good.
An enhancement.
Great idea.
Ice cream sandwiches are going to go in B for now. Of course, we can move them. Ramen noodles.
A staple, but I'm guessing they're going to end up pretty low on the list.
Yeah, I mean, they're
you eat them every day.
I don't eat them every day.
Well, you got to get the hot dogs in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the hot dogs.
You eat ramen every day?
I don't. I actually don't eat ramen all that often because I realize it has zero nutrition to it. Like, it doesn't even fill you up.
No, it doesn't.
Like, it's just like eating a piece of paper.
I throw chicken in it. It's good.
But I'm going to go with it's not bad. I would do like C.
I would say C.
Yeah, C is good.
Well, it's going to end up in D because some's got to be in D and F.
Yep.
The aforementioned hot dogs. Any way you want them.
All the way up. Top of the pops.
Okay. Any way I want them. What were you thinking, Rachel?
Well, when we're talking about like Hoosier food, I'm thinking like a boiled hot dog, which is an F for me.
Yeah. Totally agree.
If this is a hot dog on the grill, it's an S.
That's elevated.
It's just all about how it's prepared.
Boiled hot dogs are also an S for me.
My mother at one
boiled
point.
Boiled hot dogs are still very good. I mean, you can't mess them up.
Well, you can.
Yes, you can.
She had a contraption that had a metal spike on one end and a metal spike on the other, and you put the hot dog in between it, and you essentially electrocuted it.
Wow.
And
wow.
I can't remember what it was called, but they were terrible, and they tasted like metal.
Sounds very 70s.
Susie's 70s.
Eating irradiated hot dogs when she's a kid.
It was terrible, but she liked it.
Death row wieners.
Death row wieners.
Rach, were you eating the unheated up hot dogs?
Oh, I ate cold hot dogs as a kid. I loved them.
Yeah.
And then one day it just hit me. I'm like, this is the grossest thing I could be doing. Yeah, and then I stopped.
Did you eat them like a banana?
I don't remember. I feel like I cut them up and ate them.
That's the fancy way.
Yeah.
When you said banana, I pictured peeling them, and I was like, you don't got to peel.
SpaghettiOs.
Thanks.
F.
Thank you, Sue.
Mm-hmm. Right there with you.
A little above F. I would.
No.
I mean,
nope. Below
they're
F.
Okay.
Z.
I gotta go with the F.
Thank you.
Even though they're awesome,
they're not awesome.
They would be in B for me.
Yeah, they'd be in like B for me too.
It's three Fs.
Yep.
I like the SpaghettiOs.
I hate the way they smell. Oh man.
The
people who eat them cold. What's wrong with
you? You gotta get them with the meatballs though.
To borrow a phrase from Sue, I like how they kind of taste like metal. Like, they taste like the can a little
bit. They do taste like the can.
That's not a plus.
How is that a plus?
I like that. A little, you feel like you're getting minerals.
We used to eat that with SpaghettiOs. SpaghettiOs with meatballs and Doritos. That was like the classic lunch.
Non-gourmet frozen pizza.
Non-gourmet.
I mean, any frozen pizza is an A.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had a bad frozen. I mean, there's some that are like, freschetta and DiGiorno is kind of the, you know, the higher end, but I don't know if I've had a bad frozen pizza.
Those are like mid-range.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. They're very mid.
Yeah. So what's the high end?
CPK.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like Four Hands, you can
California
get the California pizza.
Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Dogtown.
You can get Geno's. Yeah. There's some premium ones out there.
I like Freschetti's.
No, they're good. I'm just saying, like, there are definitely and pricier pizzas out there.
And then you've got, like, Totino's, but those are still good.
I love those.
I know.
That's what I grew up on.
They are. They're good. I mean, it's not as good, but it's still good.
No.
The quintessential, however you do it, homemade hamburger.
S.
What's an S?
The highest tier.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Above A.
Like, above super A.
Yeah, I mean, I could, I'd be fine wherever it ends up, because nothing wrong with that.
No cheese?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, cheese for sure.
Then, I'm going really high.
Yes.
Got two cheese.
So far, we have A+, homemade burger. A, we have crescent rolls, BLT, and frozen pizza. B, we have hot dogs and ice cream sandwiches. C, we have hamburger helper. D, we have store-bought cookies and ramen. And F, we have my beloved spaghetti.
What if we did all of the A's and put them together?
BLT.
Crescent roll, burger, BLT.
Pizza.
Ooh. Oh, no, I'm thinking.
Like a bacon cheeseburger with crescent roll as the bun.
Let's go.
You guys are just describing Tuesday night dinner for me. I mean, that's like,
let's put them all together.
Pizza and then some crescent rolls.
It's not
rolls.
All that erotic.
Yeah. And then crescent rolls and maybe a hamburger just in case I'm still hungry.
Like, I mean, like, put them all as a thing. Like, they're all one thing.
What if we did what Andrew does every night?
So we made like almost 3 pounds of bacon last night, a pound of Brussels sprouts, a whole big giant thing of the big and buttery crescent rolls. And then I got this thing of linguine Alfredo from Schnucks that I saw because I thought it looked good. It was. And I was like, this is just in case I'm still hungry.
Wow.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS 221. Sue Thomas is here, Sue at 2. Tell everyone about your show.
Oh, it's called The History of the Lou with Sue, and we talk about all things that relates to the history of St. Louis, and it's on 1 o'clock on Camo X on Saturdays.
I love it. What a great idea for a show.
Thanks.
Really is.
And you get all kinds of different stuff. So this week, it's Joe Sonderman wrote a book about this day in St. Louis history, and he's been keeping notes on this stuff for 30 years.
Jeez.
And so we talk about maybe the top 10 things that happened in St. Louis and the top 10 sports events that maybe you may or may not agree with, Kevin. Mm-hmm. And just stuff like that. So you could have this book and look up what happened on this day in history in St. Louis. And it's really kind of cool.
You could have Kevin on as a guest.
Yes.
Do a sports thing.
Make it worse. That's what I'm good at.
Get them all riled up.
Yeah. Get me mad.
Let's go.
A fight.
So you have been sucked into the vortex of pickleball.
I have. We started out thinking like Rachel, except for Rachel's still good and is still playing tennis. But Mike and I haven't played tennis in a while, and it's
such
big
court. A big court.
Dave, the court is large.
Too much space.
And my racket is not new, and it does not have new strings. Therefore, we could run after balls all day, or maybe I could just go on Amazon and buy us some cheap pickleball paddles, and it's really fun.
So it's become a thing, just like things become things on the DGS. I don't really hate pickleball. Just a couple people who play it, I hate.
They're not in the room.
And, okay, no, you sure?
But I realize I may have invented pickleball in the 70s. We had a neighbor with a carport that was Tall Cotton.
There you go.
And we would play tennis there, but it was a little tough because the tennis ball carries too much. Remember trackball? The
kind
thing
of.
You had in, like, it was like in a scoop.
Yes.
Exactly.
I know exactly.
So
yes.
We took ping pong paddles and that plastic trackball and played small ball tennis.
Oh, that's not
which
bad.
Which is basically pickleball, right?
Essentially. Yeah.
Oh, I should be rich.
Another thing Dave invented.
Yeah.
Damn it, Dave.
Gets no credit for.
Yeah.
Wearing my Spanx while I played pickleball back in 1974.
Cooking up that duck a la Ronge.
Yes. We said that if you had a duck with big black glasses like Ronji, you'd be duck a la Ronge.
Okay, you know what? That's actually kind of funny. Oh, now I can't get that out of my head.
I know, I still can't either. A duck being like, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
Well, that's disturbing.
You can go to a Chinese restaurant and they have all the ducks hanging up and one has big black glasses.
And the duck only says one word.
Yeah, and an attitude.
Amy.
Yeah, you can't understand the duck, but the duck's going quack, quack, quack. And you just know he said.
Oh, that's a sardonic duck.
Yeah. You just know he's smarting off to you and you want to slap him.
I'll take that one.
Is Aflac Duck's mean brother?
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, it's nice they have pickleballs become such a thing that tennis shops in St. Louis have kind of adopted that just so they can see, you know. So you can go to Racket Man somewhere in Manchester and De Pere, and they'll rent you certain ones. Certain paddles to see which ones work better for you.
And I'm sure you can spend a lot of money on that sport.
Oh, yeah, you can. I think, but it's still cheaper than tennis.
Who do you play?
Just Mike.
So you're not playing doubles?
No, people invite us, but we are just a little too, I feel like we don't know what we're doing enough yet. Mm-hmm. And the whole three score thing freaks me out. So we're playing singles because we're normal, used to baseline stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to stand at the net and just do that, but maybe. So eventually I might get there.
I've never played. I mean, I'm open to it. I am. I just get mad whenever the pickleballers infiltrate the tennis courts.
Well, they shouldn't be doing that.
They shouldn't. They should wait for the pickleball court to open up instead of taking up a tennis court.
I agree.
That's where my beef is, but, you know.
This is apropos of nothing we're talking about, but I just thought of it. I saw one of the strangest, most ingenious inventions today. We've all been backpacking, or at least had a big backpack on our back, and they're pretty heavy. And it is a big helium balloon that attaches to it
and takes
all the weight off of it.
Isn't
that crazy?
I'm sorry, what is it?
It's a big helium balloon that you attach to a backpack.
Yeah, it has a name or something?
A name. The balloon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
You mean like Ted?
I'm Jeffrey. Making this way more complicated
Franklin.
Than it needs to be. I'm sorry.
Do you mean like Jeffrey. A guy's name? Or
no, like a name for the invention for the balloon.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I didn't expect Rachel to be like, but what's his name?
It's Steve. Steve is helping me with my backpack.
I don't know.
I liked Franklin. I'm going with that.
I didn't think to ask. I feel
so
rude.
Before you go hiking, you put on Steve or Franklin the helium balloon, and it's... takes that much weight off? Dang.
Yeah, where it's basically weightless.
But are you made it just a little bigger and you could float?
Right.
Yeah.
But are you willing to look like a giant dork walking around?
Yeah.
Well, and it also removes
like a little kid
at
the grocery store.
All the benefits of hiking or rucking.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I believe
rucking?
So.
Yeah,
come
I've
on,
never
wheels.
Rucked.
I'm almost certain that's what it's called.
You might be right.
No, it is. Rucking.
Okay. Rucking?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My doctor's really into that. Every time I go, he's like, are you rucking yet? I'm like, oh.
He's really... No.
I'm a mother rucker. I'm rucking it up on a daily basis. Okay, this is probably going to be really unpopular, but we keep playing this sound from Mayor Tashara Jones asking for grace from the St. Louis Public Schools because kids are going to have a hard time getting to school on time. And I know at least some of the people in the room agree with me because on the break, I'm just thinking you're not going to improve things in this city by continuing to lower standards.
Agreed.
For decades, people have been getting up on time, getting their kids to school on time, getting to work on time. And I think when you lower the standards for an area or a population, you're simply saying you're not good enough to make this happen. If people have issues where, well, I can't because I have to be at work by 6 a.m. XYZ. Okay. Then you go and you have a talk with the teacher or the administrator. But when it's just in general, hey, school's just starting, let them get warmed up. I just don't like that.
I don't either. And I agree that it's a lowering of standards. And I agree that people then think, well, see, it's okay. I could just let it ride. I'm not good enough to, you know, we're don't.
Yeah,
no,
how,
it's not
how can
good.
A teacher say, you're late, you're going to get a tardy. That now sound like Leave It to Beaver. But when the mayor of the city just said, don't do that, it's just kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Time for Razor's Edge.
All right. I want to talk about subscription services. More specifically, why does everything need to be a subscription service now? So we've heard about, I know we've talked about this with Sue before, because Sue, weren't you looking at a car that was like, oh, if you want the heated seats, you have to pay $7.99 a month or something like
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. There was a story out saying that eventually you won't be able to buy a car that will just have, I mean, obviously you'll pay more if it's heated seats, but they were talking about, yes, doing it as a monthly subscription so that you would have to pay more every month just for a luxury part of whatever the car was.
So I mean, like, they have those things now for like OnStar or...
That's different right. though. This is right. the car that you've already right. paid, like you're yeah. making payments on it and now you want me, because I when I was looking into this, I saw like a Reddit post about someone who has to pay, you know, $6.99 or something per month for remote start on their car.
Oh, yeah. yeah. That's, part, that's part of your app, right? Right.
But it's like, it yeah. has the technology. I already bought the car. right. I'm leasing the car. Why am I paying on top? Why is everything a subscription?
Yeah.
They have subscription services for underwear. So Rihanna has a like a lingerie line called Fenty. Maybe it's called something else. I don't know.
It's Fenty.
Okay. Because she has a makeup line called the mm-hmm. same thing. And I've looked at it before. You have to sign up for like a monthly thing. You can't just buy a product. You have to keep buying it over and over again. Hmm. I use McAfee to protect my laptop at home. It's like $150 to protect me for a year from cyber bullies or whatever
yeah.
going on.
Yeah. Cyber hackers.
And then it's like the next year rolls around. It's like, give us another $150, please. And it's like, does it really cost this much? Like, and they just automatically renew it unless you say you don't want it. A big one that bothers me is, and I do pay for it because I'm a chump, but Uber One, you're paying $9.99 to get a discount. And then on top of that, they're like, would you like to pay $3.99 for priority delivery? It's just getting absolutely ridiculous. Well, now it's gotten to the point where I just can't believe it anymore. Chuck E. Cheese has a subscription plan.
What?
For people who go to Chuck E. Cheese all the time.
What is it?
Okay, so it's going to reward people with discounted games and food. There are three tiers, gold, silver, and bronze, and it starts at $7.99 per month. So the cheapest one, the $7.99 per month tier, offers 40 games per visit and 20% off most food, drinks, and bonus games. Then it goes up to 100 games per visit and 30% off food. The gold subscription, which is $30 a month,
no.
is 250 games per visit and 50% off your food and drinks.
Unlimited?
You can go every day, and you can bring up to 6 family members. But still, who is going to Chuck E. Cheese
that
this
much
to where they're like, all right, give me the gold tier plan for $30 so I can save 50% on my
now.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Yeah, unfortunately, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
I mean, it is a what? Good deal, but you have to do it yearly.
Right,
it's
right.
not like
yeah,
it's like,
you can't
oh,
just
yes.
do it one month.
Right,
right.
It's not like, oh, you know, the cousins are in town
yeah.
this
right,
month.
Yeah, right.
So you gotta,
the,
well,
you,
that makes
you
sense.
Gotta, yeah.
You got to give Charles $400 up
yeah.
front.
Yeah.
I see.
Yep, that's the deal.
So it's, you know, it starts at $96 a year. The silver is $144, and the gold tier is $360 per year, paying for a discount at Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm.
Will it ever get to the point with streaming that we don't have to pay for stuff? I know they bundle things a little bit now, but is it going to be this way forever when I'm paying $7.99 for one, $14.99 for another? That drives me bonkers,
I've always
too.
I've always thought it was going to be like a cycle, because we got cable, and then everybody cut cable and went to subscriptions because cable got so expensive. And now streaming services are getting to be even more expensive than cable was, because each, if you're paying $15.99 a month for 10 different subscriptions, well, you're basically just back to cable
price. I just saw an ad. You guys have seen it too. I think it's for Rocket something, where they do that for you and they
yes.
manage your prescription.
Rocket Money.
Oh.
But that's a subscription too.
Yeah, a subscription to get rid of your subscriptions.
The worst
it's a little
one
ridiculous.
I've seen, I still have a Yahoo email, and I have an old one that has a lot of my stuff on it. But I don't remember the password, and I'm not even close. And so I actually called Yahoo, and I said, can you help me recover this? And he's like, oh, absolutely I can. And he said, it's $15.99. I'm like, great. Let me give you a credit card. And he's like, no, that's per month.
What?
You had to sign up for a year of $15.99 per month for some sort of whatever they call it, so that they will retrieve your old password for you.
That's crazy.
It's a legalized scam. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
At least on the TV stuff, I know that I'm only paying for things I'm using.
Mm.
where like we had DirecTV forever. I mean, like 24, 25 years. And it was great, but we used maybe 15 of the 300 channels.
Yeah.
Like, you don't use them. And at least now if I'm paying for Amazon or Netflix or whatever, it's because there's something on there that we're watching. But, and if we're done with it, like we'll be done with one of them soon, we'll just cancel it and
inevitably, though, something will show up on Hulu or whatever that you don't have. And you think, okay, well, maybe I'll do this. And then you do that for a month and then you forget and it renews. Yeah. I think they do it time.
Yeah.
Or if you sign up for a free trial of Disney Plus, then you're never allowed to sue Disney
them.
For yeah. any reason.
You can lose a limb at their park, but you signed up for TV, so no lawsuit.
Then they're
for
allowed
you.
To execute your spouse, and nothing you can do.
Oh my gosh.
They're brutal, man. You know, for a place that sells itself as the happiest place on earth, what a bunch of butts. I mean, like, come here and enjoy. This is the best thing for your life, but we hate you. We just want your money.
I've never heard that insult before.
What a bunch of butts.
What a bunch of butts.
I don't know, but I like it.
Mr. Mouse, if you're listening, he said it, not us.
I have, I have a ruling for you guys.
Okay.
A North Carolina mom posted a video after sleeping over in her daughter's dorm her first night at college so that she would not be lonely. So it was not that, hey, it's 3 a.m, we just got done unpacking, I'm just going to stay here for the night. It was sort of like going to an interview for a job with your kid. And so the internet is divided between you are a helicopter mom, you have to let go. It's a tradition. You drop them off at their dorm, you cry, you leave, you let them grow up. And other people are saying that more people should do this.
Well, it's not an episode of Gilmore Girls. Like, it's not going to endear you to the other girls on the floor of your dorm if your mom is spending the night with you. I think you're doing more harm than good at that point. And look, when I was 18, I was not ready to go away. I love my mom. I wasn't ready to leave home. So I didn't leave home, you know? If you're taking that step, you have to let them take that step. I think if you're making the choice of like, okay, I don't want her to be lonely tonight. Well, this is the choice that she's made or he's made.
Yes.
Let them go on their own. It's for you. If you're staying the night, it's kind of more for you than it is for them. I think so anyway.
I think that was a good case, Rachel. I'm going to agree with that.
Thanks.
Because, at first you think, well, no, but the answer is no. She has made that choice to go away to school. Let her go.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, is she a butt?
She's a butt.
She's a butt.
Ma needs to grow up. Like, you're literally cutting the cord. Your kid is going to college. They're going to, so what, one extra night changes something?
Yeah.
Like, just cut them loose, man. I mean, this is it's kind of like we talked about the other day with parents wanting to do everything for their kids. Let them do it. It's okay. They'll be fine. If they call you upset the next day.
First night in the dorm is a big night.
It is. Yeah. And it's okay if someone's upset about that. And it's okay. They need to get through things like that. Because for them, that's a trend. That college is the transition from I'm at home and mom and dad are always there. And I always got that to what will be later, which is you're on your own. If something breaks, you fix it. If you got a problem, it's your problem. Not that you're not around your family ever, but it's not the same. Once you've moved out and maybe moved to a different state, what's one night going to change? Just let it go. Get your hotel. Let your kid get used to it. Not that hard.
And then aren't you, for the kid, like, aren't you just forever the kid whose mommy stayed the night on the first night of college?
Yeah. Like, dude, I could not have kicked my dad out faster in college.
Shocker.
I could not. I'm like, you can go. As soon as we finish unpacking, you can go now. Bye.
You're a butt, Dad.
Yeah, Dad, you're a butt. Just like that Mickey Mouse.
Friday, everybody. DGS on Camo X 250. We're just having a discussion about how our parents cooked when we were kids. And we were a boiled hot dog family, 100%. Although on special occasions, I don't know what made it special, but every now and then they would slice them down the middle and do them on the skillet.
Yeah.
Which was so superior.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You had to get that sear on the outside.
And when I would ask, like, why don't we do it like this, they'd just smack me in the head and just shut up.
It is a little more work.
Eat the boiled hot dog.
Yeah.
My mom cooked everything, but on Saturday mornings, my dad would make bacon and eggs, which was always,
that's a big deal.
Kind of cool. And then Sunday mornings were waffles or pancakes. And I would always eat too much, and then I would go lay on the couch and watch the Sunday morning wrestling at the Chase.
Oh, my gosh.
Honest to God, I think the only thing my dad cooked when I was a kid was McDonald's.
Yeah.
He didn't cook anything.
We were like you, though. My dad wouldn't eat any Asian food. He wouldn't eat any Mexican food.
Yeah.
He wouldn't try anything.
Wow.
The least bit outside.
Did it change when he got older, or did he stay that way?
No, he stayed.
Because my dad
way.
Changed when he was like in his 40s and 50s. But when we were kids, it was plain ass everything. Everything's just salt and pepper, nothing else.
Yeah.
And my mom was a great cook, and she was always like, I want to make other stuff.
That poor woman.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even eat tacos, you
said. No, but as a kid, he did not. He did not eat Taco Bell. He did not eat the ones that we made at home. And then I forget when I was. It was like after college, and he's like eating taco. I saw him with a bag of taco. I'm like, when did you start getting adventurous, Dad?
Andrew, what was yours like?
I ate a lot of Taco Bell. I know that much. No, we were like a fast food family.
Oh.
A lot of like Fazoli's. I remember Fazoli's being a and still is for my dad.
My mom was a mom and took great pride in her cooking and
yeah.
her baking.
Yeah.
And all I wanted was fast food
yeah.
and ding dongs.
Mm. Yeah.
My mom was an incredible cook. My whole life, she didn't think she was. She was very deprecating about it. I thought she was an amazing cook. But my parents love a good quick run out to eat. Somewhere.
Yeah.
My mom even made Play-Doh. Did
oh,
your
that's
mother?
Cool.
Yeah, did you?
No.
No. Anyone?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
And
she would have, but we didn't.
I wanted the stuff out of the
you wanted
store.
You wanted the fake
but
stuff.
But no, she made the, and it would be hot when she gave it to you, and you'd be, ow,
can I just have the stuff out of the store?
Nope.
Yeah, that's true. Like, even now, my mom has recipes now that we have stolen because she's a great cook, and my grandmother was a great cook.
Oh,
like,
that's
that
great.
Whole side, and like, whether it's baking, like your mom, Dave, or, you know, my mom makes great, like, but in the kitchen, not on a smoker, but great ribs. Unbelievable the way that Ooh. She does them. Just perfect.
Yeah, when I went to mom's house after she died, she had this little green, army green metal recipe box, and I found it.
Good
so
deal.
I'm making copies of all the cherry pie recipes.
Digitize all that
Yay.
Stuff, yeah.
The chocolate chip cookies and all that kind of thing.
Oh, man. My grandma used to make this whipped cream cake. I mean, and she made every bit of it from scratch.
Yeah.
The cake, the frosting, the whole deal. And it took hours because you would have to freeze everything before
wow.
you could. I can't make it, but she made it for my birthday every year. The
oh,
best.
That's really nice.
Yeah. And my sister, actually, with my mom, they two of them made it once. It was pretty good.
Grace, where did you fall?
My mom cooked a lot. My mom's a great cook. And once in a while, my dad would grill or like he would make us pancakes or something. And he would say, I am the world's greatest chef. And he was like, don't worry. The first pancake is always bad, which is kind of true.
You need a test cake.
Yeah. It's always a little bit off.
So that was fun.
God, that brings back memories. When I was a teenager, I was thin, but I had really bad acne. And my parents would tell me it was from sugar and chocolate. So I started eating saccharin, and I would make pancakes with sweet and low syrup, and I would eat sweet and low ice cream. And not only did it taste terrible, but it gave me the worst stomach cramps of all time.
Really?
But I love pancakes so much.
Yeah.
So I would just eat the pancakes and go in my room and just roll around like a dying goat.
Dave's in the bedroom going,
did it help the acne at all?
No, not a bit.
Oh,
that's a win-win.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.